Good morning, 735. This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. I'm Carson Cooper. Common Core is the new set of federal education standards being adopted by 45 states, including Florida. In fact, kindergarten and first grade classes are already using those new standards. The rest will come along by the fall of next year. But many parents say they are just not sure what Common Core is exactly, so a Bay Area education group has set out to do something about that. John O'Connor with State Impact Florida reports on Parent University.
Raquel Marquez is the mother of two elementary students. She says she's noticed changes at their Hillsborough County school. It's why she's spending a Saturday morning at Riverview High School outside Tampa.
I have seen a huge change between my fifth grader and my second grade about the things they are learning at school and also how difficult the homework's getting lately, the quantity of homework and more testing at schools. And actually, I'm a little bit concerned about a lot of testing for them.
So Marquez enrolled in Parent University. The program is organized by the Alliance for Public Schools to help parents guide their children's education. The group's goal is to teach the public about education issues. Eventually, they want to unite Florida's education activists and create a statewide political force. But for now, Parent University is focusing on the basics, saving for college, or how to choose a school.
We are a STEM school, so we are the pre-collegiate STEM academy for Hillsborough County Public Schools. So for example, if your son or daughter, is it a son or daughter?
My son. Right,
your son. Yeah. Let's say your son wants to be a neurosurgeon. He wants to do scientific research. Then we have a program.
Marquez is here to learn more about Common Core standards. This is her third visit to Parent University, taking classes she couldn't get to during earlier sessions.
Well, I just know we are doing this change, but I don't know how it's going to be. That's why I'm so interested in learning more about that.
Florida is one of 45 states in the District of Columbia which have fully adopted Common Core standards. The standards outline what students should know in math, reading, and writing by the end of each grade. Middle school reading teacher Jane Mertens tells the parents the standards also tie lessons to skills students will use outside of school.
They're also designed to be relevant to the real world. Common Core is about life readiness, not just college readiness, not just career readiness, but life readiness, and truly preparing our children for anything they will encounter.
That means using job applications and other real-world examples during lessons to show students the type of reading skills they'll need. Mertens has parents sort words in her Parent University class to understand vocabulary tiers. Common Core divides words into three tiers. The second tier is the most important. They're academic words, which often indicate facts, evidence, or conclusions. Words like analyze, convince, or insight. The parents sort the words together in small groups, another Common Core emphasis.
This is the key category. It gives them access to cross-content. This is college and career readiness. This is the vocabulary, that common language of comprehension.
Joanne Lynn also sat in for the Common Core class. So what did she know about the standards?
Very little, actually. I heard some information from my oldest girl who attends school, and she said it'd be something I need to really pay attention to that's going to be changing the way kids are being taught in school.
Land gave the lesson high marks.
Very informative, very eye-opening about how some of the academics are going to be increased, the levels are going to be increased, but very, very interesting.
She says the change is overdue. The Alliance for Public Schools is planning a forum on May 18th in Tampa and more Parent University sessions this fall. They plan to expand to other counties soon. John O'Connor, WUSF 89.7 News.
To learn more about Common Core, Parent University, and the Alliance for Public Schools, check out our State Impact Florida website at WUSFnews.org.